Master Prophet James T. Johnson went through the School of Hard Knocks, but through the grace of God was given the power to break witchcraft, rid an environment of evil, and perform exorcism, thereby defeating the supernatural forces that can destroy a person's life. He is a deliverance preacher. He understands how evil incarnates, reincarnates, and invades the mind, body, and the soul. He can quite literally speak to the dead and can interview these disturbing deceased spirits causing you harm. If you have a problem, an evil incarnation invading your home, your body, or someone you know, call in and speak to Bishop Johnson live at 888-429-5471.
Good afternoon. This is Bishop Johnson once again. I was here 2 weeks ago. I'm back again today. Thank you so very much for joining me again today, if you joined me 2 weeks ago. And this is The Supernatural. Once again, thank you for joining. Last week, we talked about demons are real. Yes, we talked about demons are real. For all of you that are listening out there, if you want to ask questions, make sure you dial in at 888-429-5471. I'm going to say that again. If you want to talk live, dial in 888-429-5471, and you can ask your questions if you have any. As I said, last week we talked about demons are real. And this week on the Supernatural Show with me, Bishop Johnson, we're going to be talking about demons and spirits in your body at the same time. Yes, demons and spirits. Those are two different things, okay? But they are both spirits, okay? But we're talking about two different kinds of spirits here today. And as I would tell anybody, if I didn't see, hadn't saw this thing for myself personally, I probably wouldn't believe it. Besides of what we've read in the Bible, I am a deliverance preacher for Jesus. I make that quite clear. You have to be very specific in what you're doing. If you're not specific, then you're talking in riddles. And I don't talk in riddles. I talk in sense. Jesus, Lord of the world. Everybody have their own belief. That's my belief. And that's what I know. Now, what we're going to be talking about is, number one, what is a demon? Number two, what is a spirit? And what I'm getting at is, number one, a demon is a fallen angel that fell from the heavens many, many, many years ago. They act the fool up in heaven, which was their father, Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the adversary, the enemy, whatever you want to call him. He was in heaven. His heavenly name is Lucifer, and his earthly name that he's down in hell is Satan. I don't never like for him to address himself to me as Lucifer whenever I deal with him. And I do deal with him on a weekly basis. That's what I do. I'm a deliverance preacher. And if he comes up and I ask the person, who are you? And he tells me Lucifer, and I'll say, you lost that name when you fell out of heaven, when you got kicked out, when you were evicted by God, which is Jesus, you lost that name. So I don't like him to call himself Lucifer to me. So he'll revise it and say, oh, the devil. Well, good. That's what I like to hear. The devil, me and him, we know each other quite well. Trust me. He doesn't like me and I don't like him. He's the only thing that I can hate and get away with it with God. Now, demons, they are fallen angels, just as the devil was. He was an angel, archangel in heaven. He climbed up there and God had to put him out. You know how it is. Don't pay your rent. You got to go. Or you're working a job. You act a fool. Or you just don't do what you need to do. You're fired. The devil was fired, people. Not only that, he just wasn't fired. He lost his name. He's not no longer Lucifer. He's the devil. So don't let him call himself Lucifer to you because he's still trying to be God. And I asked him a few times, and every now and then I like to still ask him, why did you try to take over heaven? He said, because I wanted to be God. And I said, well, it looks like to me you're still trying to be God. You lost in heaven and you lost on earth. But let me tell you this. He ain't just totally losing. Somebody in hell. Somebody going to hell. He ain't going to be down there by himself. One thing about him, no matter how many times I cast him out of bodies and send him to the pit, he's going to reoccur each and every time. I mean, you can chop him up into a million pieces, send them all to the pit, and he'll come right back because he belongs to Jesus. He's the only thing that can be sent down to hell that'll come right back. The rest of the spirits, they're chained, but they are also duplicated. They come in through a different angle. But Lucifer, Satan, whichever he wants to call himself, he cannot be destroyed until the end of time. Now, when he wanted to take over heaven, people, he got together with other angels and whispered into their ear, hey, we can do this. We can take over. I think I'm strong enough to take God, which that's kind of like saying a 2-year-old that can beat his father, that's a 30-year-old. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen at all. Not at all. I mean, literally, a 2-year-old can't beat a 30-year-old man. That's impossible. That's impossible. So what we got going on here, people, is the impossible that the devil tried to pull off. Now, as he got together, they lost, they fought, they warred against Michael and all the other angels, and they were kicked out down to earth. So they became demons. Yes, and guess what? They invade the bodies of people. They always have, and they always will, until the end of time. And when the end of time comes, there will be no more of these things that they're pulling. Now, when they enter, they want to destroy you. John 10:10. The thief coming but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, that defined demons. So we know where they came from, how they have originated. They came from heaven. They were angels. Now, they are demons. Once again, when we get into this thing, if you have any calls that you want to make, want to talk to me live, 888-429-5471. Now, let's talk about spirits. We're going to talk about, a lot of people may know, a lot of people may not know, but now we're going to speak on the topic of spirits that can be in the body as well. And these are from people who have died and they have jumped in other people's bodies. Oh, sounds crazy, sounds weird, but it's true. I deal with it every week. Every week I deal with it. Spirits and bodies. When I first encountered this, I didn't know what was going on. I was only used to casting out demons. I didn't know that a person could die and jump in somebody else's body. And that's why one of the reasons that the voodoo priest in Africa, he said, or he could be a voodoo priest in America, it don't matter. He said, I'll live forever. And witch, I'll live forever. And I never knew what that meant. Now I know. They're going to jump body to body until the end of time. And nobody knows that time nor hour. When I first started encountering these spirits, and I would say, who are you? And they would say, John, Jill, Judy, Jeff, with Michael, Chris, James, whatever you want to call, whatever their names were when they lived, that was their name in that body. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm puzzled. You mean you saying you're not a demon? No, I'm not a demon. I'm a person. I lived and I died. I said, you are a person who lived and now you're dead and you're in somebody else's body? Yes. I said, wait a minute, buddy. Hold on. Wait a minute. I said, how'd you get in there? He said, I jumped in. I said, well, how'd you jump in? He said, the devil showed me how to do it. I said, whoa, wait a minute. So I had to go to God and had to regroup, which is Jesus. I'm going to emphasize that, Jesus. I said, Lord, I'm a bit lost. I mean, and that's when God took me to the scripture, Ephesians 6:12. You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of wickedness in high places. People, everything that Jesus did, done, and went through is not in the Bible. It's not in the Holy Bible, okay? I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, a prophet, an exorcist. I cast out demons. Not only that, I control them, period, point blank. They're afraid of me. Now, when I begin to deal with these spirits, because we're talking about spirit, demons and spirits in your body at the same time. And a lot of people would ask, well, how can they both be in your body at the same time? And not only that, the Holy Spirit can be in your body right along with them. You got three different spirits in your body operating. So you're probably going to be confused until you pop out the spirit and the demon, because the Holy Spirit just going to abide. It was there anyway. But when you received the Holy Ghost, it was activated. Okay. And these spirits, when they die, they want to live again. Now, not all of them have the capability to jump in bodies. From what I've found out through the spirits that speak to me, which I talk to them every week. It's a normal conversation with me for me to talk to them, because basically they really just want to talk. And a lot of people, they're scared if they hear a man's voice coming out of a woman's body or a woman's voice coming out of a man's body. They automatically get afraid. But the Bible says, I did not give you the spirit of fear. So if he didn't give you the spirit of fear, you're not supposed to have it. You can write this down. False evidence appearing real. There's a lot of stuff going on, people, on the other side of this realm when you die that we don't know about. Okay? A whole lot of stuff. And I tell you, if I hadn't seen it for myself and spoke with it, I would not have believed it myself. But I've been doing it for many, many years. Now, a lot of you are saying, what? Wow, for real? Now, I'm going to tell you this. Most of these spirits get in through the womb when the mother is pregnant and she's in sin. Because I asked them, what body can you get in? I said, can you get in my body? I want to know. I'm talking to you. No, I can't get in you. I said, why not? Said, your light is too strong. You have a strong light on the inside of you. You have a prayer life. Prayer life. Said, you pray a lot. We know. We watch you. We can't get in. We're restricted. We can't get in you. But we only get in people who don't have a prayer life, on drugs, alcohol, committing all type of sexual sin, and just different little things that you can do that beats out prayer and you in the Word of God, which is the Holy Bible. Okay? I'm very, very articulate and up forward about what I'm talking about. I ain't speaking in riddles. This is not a riddle. Jesus is the Lord of the world. Period, point blank. There is no other. Once you speak to the devil himself, if he doesn't know, then I don't know what to tell you, but he knows. And I'll ask him all the time, who is the God of the world? He says, Jesus. There is no other. Now, I said, well, why do you do these things to these people? He said, because I want to be God, and I don't want to be down there by myself. I said, well, you done a good job of that. You ain't gonna be by yourself. I know that for a fact. But he wants all the souls he can get. Now, back to demons and spirits. Most people that are confused, they can't sleep. They're crying a lot. They're going through a lot of hell in their lives. They're tormented. They're tortured. They don't know what's going on. They're experiencing things that they generally wouldn't experience. When these spirits enter these bodies, they want to live again, number one. You write this stuff down. They want to live again. Number two, they want to get back to their old life that they was living before they died. Okay? Because most of them don't be ready to go. Now, let's talk about this. The ones that are jumping in bodies, they are the ones that have been denied a legal spiritual right from God, which is Jesus, to come back through the womb. To live again. Yes, you can live again in your own body. So since they were denied, and hey, it's the free will, even in the spirit realm, the devil showing, well, look, you can live again until judgment, jump in that body. I'll show you which ones to jump in. I'll show you the ones, the doors that are open, because I already got demons in there, and you can jump on in. This is why they jump. It is insubordination from what God has told me for them to jump in bodies. It's a free will, people. Just like you go to Walmart, and you go in there and pick up a pack of chicken and you stuff it down in your shirt and you try to walk out the store with it and get caught, you're going to jail. That's a free will. Nobody made you do it. Huh? It's a free will in this earth. So it's a free will in the spirit realm. And God tells them, which is Jesus, I'm very articulate, very open here, you're not supposed to jump bodies, but they're doing it. Now, they do have a choice to go sit in the light with the rest of the people, which whom they probably know, some they don't know. But when you die, everybody that you've known, you're going to see them, unless they're in hell burning, unless God took them to heaven. And I know there are a whole bunch of them in hell burning. I'm supposed to, other people told me, well, will your partner in crime? He burning or she burning. They went to hell. And see, this thing is deeper than you know, people. I would not have believed it if I did not experience it for myself to see and hear these spirits. And they're talking for real. And we take notes. We write these things down. Now, when they're in the body, these spirits, demons and spirits, they want to live again. You're going to find yourself doing things that normally you wouldn't do. What if you didn't smoke cigarettes? A spirit jump in you and they smoke before they died. They can feel again. They can feel, taste, touch, and they everything that you're tasting, touching, and feeling, they can too. So they want to get back to smoking cigarettes or doing drugs, sexual sin, or whatever else they was doing before, or murder, whatever, before, they want to do it again. So you'll find yourself going through things and doing things that generally you wouldn't do, or eating strange food or drinking strange, whatever you may drink or not drink. It's not you. It's the spirit. Your door was open. It jumped in. Okay. I've seen people say, hey, that thing jumped in them and all of a sudden they want to go to Jamaica. Why? Somebody who died in Jamaica came across from over there because they can jump anywhere they want to jump. They're dead. And whenever Satan show them, which is the devil, whatever he shows them, what body's open, they don't care if you're male or female, child or whatever. They just trying to get in a body. And they get in there and they want to do their thing. But one thing about it, Jesus, still on the throne, people, he sent me. I am the finger of God. For this insubordination that you're committing, God got somebody to stop this. It's just like when you break the law. We got the police. We got the sheriff's office, DEA, FBI, CIA, Secret Service. We got law enforcement officers out there to stop these criminals. So we're talking about criminals in the spirit realm that are over there invading bodies. So God sent people like me. I don't know how many others out there are like me. Is there a business? I don't know. But once I catch you in that body, because when I look in your eyes, I see everything. Demon, spirit, whatever you're doing, you can't hide from me. Child molester, murderer, whatever, liar, I see it all. And when I ask you, who are you, that thing's going to talk. And it don't want the judgment. You can just call me the judgment. I am the judgment for these spirits. Yes, I am. And I'm going to tell you, they don't want to leave. They get comfortable in those bodies. People, I've pulled spirits out of bodies dated back to the days of Pharaoh. 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, 1500s. Year 2014, 2002, 6, whenever they died, they come from everywhere looking for a body because they were denied access to a new body. When the Bible said Jesus is merciful, people, there's a lot going on the other side. You don't know. And by me being a pastor, a preacher, some of this stuff's not even permitted to talk about in church, man. They don't want to hear it. You don't lost the audience. You start going this far. They don't want to hear it. They want to stay the same old sick people and don't want to understand why this and that. The doctor don't give them something from the pharmaceutical place. They don't believe in it. And most of the time, these demons and spirits in your bodies will cause sickness. That's one of the reasons I'm here. When I pull them out, I give the spirit two choices. I only give the demons, I don't give them no choice. They got to come out and go to the pit. They're just straight evil. But these spirits, I can't send to the pit. They're not demons. They're spirits of people who've died. So what I do is for them is two options. Most of them choose option one. Then there's option two. Kind of sound like The Rock in the movie. I forget the name of it. He said option A, option B, option C, you know. Option one, I can send you to the light. The angel of God will obey my word and pull you out that body and take you to the light to sit with the rest of them until judgment, and you will not be able to come out. Okay? Most of them choose option one. Option B is I will chain you to darkness right there. You will come out that body right there, and you will be chained. And these spiritual chains are just like chains you would get from a Home Depot, and you chain somebody up. They are chained right there until judgment day. They cannot move. Most of them choose option one, and there is no option C, people. That was just in the movie. When they choose option one, I generally count to three. They come out, the person pass out, their body, they pass out. Spirit goes up, the spirit is out. But guess what? It could be at least 50 to 100 spirits in one body. And from that being, that's going to cause you to be very irritable, because when you want to sleep, they don't want to sleep. They want to live again. And this is what causes something called sleep apnea. This is where it comes from. The doctors, they don't research this. They don't know. They're going to dope you up. They're going to research you like a bug, like an animal. And all it is a spirit or a demon that's just acting up and got to come out your body. I've done this 100 times, people. 100 times. Pulled it out. The people sleep lovely. No more sleep apnea. Done. Over with. Expedited. Through. Under the weather. Under the water. Gone. Once they're gone, they can't come back. But other spirits who are lurking from people who've died, who are lurking, and there are millions and millions of them who are lurking to get into a body, okay? And it's a 50-50 chance they're going to get in you. And most people, if they don't read this in the Bible per se, they don't believe it. Until I prove it to them, you can talk to the spirit yourself. It's very simple for me. They must obey me. The Bible says, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive power over the enemy, which is the devil, animalistic spirits, which are demons and et cetera and so on. They must obey me. Yes, they have no choice. Now, people, we're talking about demons versus spirits. For those of you that are listening, if you want to call in live, call me at 888-429-5471. If you have any questions, don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Or maybe you want to call me after the show. You can call me at 601-606-4876. And we can talk in private versus so many people listening to you and may know your voice. You know, we are Americans. We're so private. We're just private people. Now, people, once they invade your body, they don't want to leave. Okay, especially the demons, they want to torture you and torment you and take you down, under, and out. And this is where your life is going to go into pure hell, and you're not going to know what's going on. Okay, that's why the Bible talks about the wage of sin is death. Number one, spiritual. Number two, could lead to physical. Okay, because if you can't sleep, you're going to physically want to die anyway, or fall asleep on the road and kill yourself anyway. And when you're dead, then they're going to jump out. Then you're with them looking for a body, talking about why. Some of these spirits that come up that I talk to, they want to know why they died. Some of them are mad at God, which is Jesus, that they died. And you can ask them, the spirit, I do. Do you know Jesus? They'll say, yeah. I say, is there any other God? No. They'll tell you because they're in that realm. We are over here, and God gives evidence to this side about what's going on. And none of us know it all. We just know what we've seen and dealt with. We can have speculations all day long. But I'm only speaking of what I deal with. Somebody else may know more on the topic. I don't know. I'm just speaking of what I do. Okay? I'm not the greatest nor the best. I'm just a man obeying what the call that God gave him. When they are there, people, they don't want to leave. They want to live again, and they'll tell you all the information you need. And this is how some of the people that have the very similar gift as mine, this is how they find out when spirits come and tell them who killed them. If it's unsolved, they're going to tell it. They're going to tell everything. And I've dealt with spirits who were 900 years old, been jumping in bodies forever, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And they have no rest. And some of them, when they get in these bodies, they're locked. They can't get out. So they need me to pull them out and send them to the light or chain them, okay? That's what they do. And one thing about it, a lot of you may be going through some things and you don't know what's going on. Or you may begin to go pray and something else is speaking through you. Or you might even know another language that you ain't never even studied, but yet you speaking the language. It ain't you. It's that spirit that's done took over you. It's done took over you. And we hear a lot of people talk about past lives. Well, that's the past life. You ain't had no past life where that you were somebody else 100 years ago and that was your past life. No, it wasn't. That person died 100 years ago and jumped in your body and trying to live through your body. And that's what happened with that show. They had Ghost Inside My Child. Ghost Inside My Child. They had these kids on there. If you ever seen the show, I think it's on LMN at Lifetime. I don't know. The spirits had invaded these children's bodies, and the show making it look like, oh, that's their past life. No, it wasn't. Them kids ain't got no life because somebody that died done jumped in their body and invaded it and took over their lives. Their life is in a shambles. So I called the show. I said, listen, I saw your show, love the show, wonderful show. But I said, are you interested in really helping these children? Or you just want to show something for ratings that people can just say, oh, Lord, oh, God. So you can have a commercial ran during that hour to make money. Or do you want to help them? So they told me, well, what you're talking about is not really rationally true. We really don't know. I said, well, I know. I said, let me appear on the show. Let me show you what I know. Obviously, that was a no-no. They were very upset. He wants to go on there and break up the money. Well, if it was you, you think about this. Ghost Inside My Child production company. If it was you as a child, your life been invaded by some spirit who died 100 years ago or less, you can't live your life because this done took you over, wouldn't you want help? Yeah, you would want help. So stop thinking about yourself in your pocketbook and get these children some help. You got grown-ups right now, and their lives are in a shambles. People say they crazy, they schizo, they this and they that. No, they not. Them spirits in them bodies done took them over, and they act indifferent. They can't control it. They cannot control it. If you can't control it, call the judgment. That's me, the finger of God. I'll control it. I will control it. Two options, option A, option B, in the light or be chained. And it's a great possibility. It could be hundreds of them in there. Sitting up in there got you all ludicrous, taking all this medication because you can't sleep. You're acting out. You're acting in, under, and around. You're good 1 minute. Next minute, you're just off. People say you're crazy. You're schizo. You're bipolar. No, you're not. That's not real. You have spirits or demons in your body, and they're working. But all of them in there trying to take over your body. Trying to stay up. And Satan, John 10:10, still killing the straw. He laughing at you. He's laughing. Boy, he's laughing until I come. And then he shut up. Because I tell you, I have no tolerance nor love for the devil. So you make your own decision. Once again, give me a call. 888-429-5471. Or call me at 601-606. 4876 if you have a question. Now you can call me in private, and if you want me to help you, call me in private so we can schedule something so that I can help you so you can get your life back on track. Or maybe you have a child or grown up or aunt or mother. Maybe it's you. You don't know what's going on. You're just two and three different people or more, and you don't know what's going on. This is what's happening to you. There is no such thing, people. I'm going to get it straight for all the books that I've read. There is no such thing as you have no past life. You either got a life right now, that's what's going on. There ain't no past life. And especially you acting like somebody else and you trying to get back to Australia or Washington, D.C. or Florida, where you died at, trying to get back down there in the flesh. You know, if you get back down there in that flesh, what you gonna tell them people? Oh, it's me, Johnny. I'm back, but I'm in another body. Everybody gonna call the cops. And you start reciting things that happened, et cetera, and so on, man, they're going to put you in jail. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. There's no past life, people. These spirits are invading bodies I have a new book coming out. It's called Reincarnation or Invading Other People's Bodies. Yes, you're invading somebody's body and you've taken it over. And I tell you what, God, which is Jesus, very specific here, he's tired of it. And that's why he sent me. When I catch you in that body, I'm going to torture you. I'm going to hurt you real bad if you disobey. I'm going to chain you real good. I dealt with a young lady over in D.C. a couple weeks ago, Washington, D.C., where the spirit of a 76-year-old woman had jumped into this 13-year-old girl's body. They were looking at a home to buy. Her home was up for sale. She died in 1976, and she was still lurking around her house. That's one of the reasons people say you're going to these haunted houses. Ain't no such thing as no haunted house, people. Those are spirits that died, don't want to go nowhere. And if you ain't got no authority over them, you're going to be scared all your life. There's no reason for you to sleep with your light on all night long because something's in the house. Something's in the room. We act like it's so amazing to see a spirit. We catch it on camera. I catch it on camera every time I take a picture. I take a picture of anybody, anything outside. Something's on it. I can see it. They're everywhere. Yeah, they're everywhere. So you ain't got to live in fear of it. He said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. What you need to do is get yourself stronger in the word of God, which is Jesus, the Bible. Get yourself stronger so you can defend yourself. If you do not, the spirit is going to take you out. I remember when I was a younger boy and I was scared. And I heard God say, as long as you're scared, you ain't never going to get no peace. So I stopped being scared and I began to take charge. And it ain't no different than taking charge with people in the flesh. The ones in the spirit realm, they just like the ones in the flesh. Some hard-headed, some are not. And that's just the truth be told. Now, when you're dealing with these spirits, that woman that died in 76, I was trying to pull her out through Skype internet. 95% of the time I'm successful. The other 5% I'm not. So I had to fly to D.C., jumped on a plane a couple of days later. Fly to D.C. When I get there, she said, the devil told me when you got here, I had to go. He told me to lie to you over the internet. I said, well, I knew you were lying. She said, I'm ready to go. I said, you mean tell me you have me jump 2 and 3 planes to get here this quick just for you to say I give up? Yes. I said, wow, ain't you something? I'll spank you before you go. Put a whooping on you. So basically, I counted 3. The angel of God pull her out. The little girl passes out. And that's the evidence of them leaving is when the body passes out. And she passed out and woke up, didn't know where she was and how she got there. She was fully invaded by this woman who wanted to live. And she was a mean old 76-year-old woman, too. She said she died of cancer. She wasn't ready to go. I said, well, you got your promise of 70 years. You were 6 years over, so it was time to go. So obviously she died in sin. And she was denied the access to come back. So she decides she's going to jump in the body. Well, I sent her to the light. She's still resting now. Once you go there, you can't come out. You're just there because I sent you there. It's a commandment. It's a commandment that I have the power to give you. And people, I'm going to tell you this. These spirits have ruined your life. You know, it's like with ghosts inside my child. They don't want no help for them children. None. They don't want no help. They want them kids to stay just like that. And sooner or later, they'll get my number, see the website, and they'll start coming around. A lot of other people do. And so we can free your child. Your child has no business and right to live that way with something else in their bodies. Those spirits have committed an abomination, insubordination as well. And Jesus don't like it. That's why he sent me. That's why they obey me. They can't stand me. The devil tells me every week, I hate you. I hate you back. So we're talking the supernatural here with Bishop Johnson. Yes, Bishop Johnson, so that you can understand about these demons and spirits. And these demons in your bodies, people, they have no mercy for you. None whatsoever. They ain't got no mercy. They don't want none. And they never are going to have any to give you. They hate you. They hate you. And demons are the only thing you can hate back. But like I said, once again, I'll tell you like I tell everybody else, where's the challenge? I'm bored. I am bored, absolutely. There is no challenge. No voodoo witch, warlock, no demon, no devil. There's no challenge for me. I'm the ultimate spiritual machine, period. there is no challenge for me. I sleep like a baby. I'm in my own body. Ain't nothing in me. They can't get into this light. And you have a lot of people out there, they will believe this. Some of them won't. And I mean, I do care if you do. Believe it, because you're probably messed up. You're messed up and you don't know how to get fixed up. But I can fix you up. You can imagine a boy like me coming from a small town, two red lights, doing all this. Man, I tell you, quite amazing to me. My life is transformed. But I'm serious about what I do, and I enjoy and love what I do. I am a preacher of the gospel for Jesus. Yes, I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor. I have a flock all over. And listen to me, people. If you're having issues, you need to call me right now, 888-429-5471. Or call me, 601-606-4876. Or you can email me, BishopJohnson777, that's four sevens, @gmail.com, if you're afraid to talk to me. I'll coordinate with you through email so we can work something out if you're messed up. And your children, I mean, don't leave your children like this. You know, and when it comes down to money, you know, the networks are going to be networks, man. I understand money. I like money myself. But not to the point where it's going to hurt somebody. If you're making money and it's hurting somebody and you know it or you don't care, you have the ability to help them. You're held accountable by God. Yes, you are. You should love people and treat people the way you want to be treated. You shouldn't just leave folks in a bad predicament. But there are folks out there that have a kind, loving heart, and they do help people. So whenever you do things that's not right, you reap what you sow, God's going to punish you. And that's just how that goes. Now, once again, people, if you're having these issues, you got something in you, you're going to church, something's talking through you, you're praying, it's talking through you, call me so I can help you. Very easy and simple. Yes, it is. Call me so we can straighten you out and get your life back on track so you don't be messed up all your life and then die and come out your body and say, "Why, God, why didn't I get no help?" Well, you didn't seek proper help, or you just didn't believe. You didn't believe. This is a belief thing. This is easy for me. It ain't dangerous and it ain't unsafe. It's normal. What's not normal, people, what's not normal is for them spirits to enter your body. And the thing is, because I grew up in a Methodist church, a Christian, which I still am today, we were not taught this. It was forbidden to talk about this in the church. And it still is today. They ain't going for this. What is he talking about? Get rid of this preacher. He's talking crazy. And all of them in there sitting in there with demons and spirits in their bodies. All of them. 95% of the people that are born with demons or some form of spirit in their body from the sin of the mother. Yes, when I learned these things and began to see it in their eyes, most people shake around me. They tremble. They ain't going to hang around me long because the thing in them knows I have the authority and it don't want to come out. And I'm not here to cater to it, but I will talk to it. I'm not going to cater to it. I will not give an ultimatum for them to come out versus me doing something that's stupid. You're going to do what I tell you. You're going to come out and give that person peace of mind. You got sleep apnea, call me. I have a blanket as well that you can look onto my website, www.prophetichouseofgodministries.com. You look on there, I have a blanket on there called the Garment of Jesus. If you read the story in the Bible with a woman that had an issue of blood, the Bible said that she spent all her money on physicians trying to get them to heal her because she had an issue with her blood. If you read the story, you know what I mean. And she said that she heard about Jesus. She said, "If I just may touch this garment, I know I'll be healed." NIV Bible says clothing, "I know I'll be healed." Bible says that she touched it, straight away she was healed. This blanket that I have, people, it will really, if you order this blanket, $100 donation or more, you can go on to my PayPal account, $100 donation or more. I will mail you this Garment of Jesus blanket along with a few other things. And if you have demons, they'll come out. If you have spirits, they will come out. Sickness, they will come out. All of it will leave through the Garment of Jesus blanket. Okay, you can go online, look at it, make your donation, email me all your information. I will get it out to you, or you can call me and we'll go from there. But don't sit there and let these spirits and these demons win. You're messed up. You don't know what to do, how to do it, or why to do it. You don't know what's going on. And people, this stuff has been going on before we were born. It's going to be going on when we're gone. And when you die, you're going to see more of it. You're going to be very well aware of what's going on that other side. And everything Jesus did, people, is not in the Bible. I tell you, when I first started doing these things, hey, I was an outcast then, and I'm still an outcast. But people are getting healed, set free, and delivered. Yes, they are. Healed, set free, and delivered. And you can be one of those people as well. Tell all your friends, tell your family that Bishop Johnson can bless you through this power that God gave him. Log into my YouTube. Log under Master Prophet James T. Johnson. Master Prophet James T. Johnson and on the YouTube. And watch all my videos. Watch my videos. I have all the information on the videos. You can watch me do these things. And don't be afraid. Don't be shy to deal with me. Because the devil, he wants you to be shy, afraid, and ashamed, or whatever. And I do a lot of private sessions. You know, we can arrange a private session time. Private session. And some of this stuff can be done over Skype, internet, where you don't even have to even meet me. I mean, physically. You know, it is what it is, according to what you want to do. Okay? Now, once again, call me. 888-429-5471. If you have a question, or call me at 601-606-4876, and you can speak to me, and we can work out something to get you healed, set free, and delivered. You just got to lose your fear. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. You got to lose it, people. If you don't lose it, Satan is going to defeat you each and every time. Once again, we're talking about demons and spirits in your body at the same time. They're invading your body, and you are messed up behind it. You don't know what to do. Don't believe all the stories that you hear in these books and all the stories that these people tell you. 50% of that stuff is true. 50% is not true. And some of these people will say these things just to get a dollar, and they don't know what they're talking about. And I'm going to tell you something. These spirits do not have good intentions for your body. They want to be you. They want to take over you. And you can't even be you. You can't even be normal because of what they have done. That's why I'm the judgment. God says, I'm the judgment. I'm the finger of God. You call the judgment. I am the judgment, people. And I guarantee you, the judgment is going to get the job done. I might have to work with a few times more than the rest. But we're going to get you free. We're going to get you straight where you can live your life in peace, love, joy, and happiness. The word says you may weep overnight, but joy comes in the morning. Oh, you might be weeping now. You call my number, 601-606-4876, and you're going to have joy in the morning. Your life is yours. You can take your life back. Don't believe everything people telling you about no past life. You ain't had no past life. You can't even live this life. So what you doing thinking back on the past life? Why the past life coming up? And you in a different life right now today. You can't do two things at one time. How you going to be happy? And you think about going over in the boondock somewhere in Australia, or maybe you're trying to get back to Africa, or maybe you're trying to get to Canada. I don't know where you're trying to get to from once they last died. And you live here in California, you live in Mississippi, you live in Georgia, Tennessee, you live here. How are you going to do something over there? Most of you ain't never heard this. Maybe most of you have. But these spirits, people, the Bible doesn't talk about it like that per se. Ephesians 6 and 12, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of wickedness in high places. Okay? Yes. So don't be fooled. Don't be messed up. Give me a call so we can straighten you up, straighten you out, and get you back on the right path. Don't let these spirits have your body. I mean, I've dealt with people that had 30 and 40 spirits in them at one time. I mean, their life was in a shambles. They couldn't sleep. They couldn't rest. They couldn't think. They couldn't hold no job. They couldn't get along with people because they didn't know left from right. It's called I'm Confused. I'm Confused. And I tell you, man, this has been going on since the beginning of time. A long time. There's a lot more going on through the weeks and months as I'm on this show. We're going to talk about so many different things. You're just going to be in an amazement about what's going on in this world. Once again, this is Bishop Johnson. This is the supernatural. It's the supernatural people. I'm supernatural. The demons and the spirits, they're afraid of me. And they need to be. Because I ain't playing with them. And you got a lot of people out there playing around these spirits. And they want to, you know, do whatever they do. Chase them down, whatever. You better be careful. Them things going to jump in you. And when they do, they ain't coming out. Once they get in, they ain't coming out. You're going to be as confused as the next one. But the thing about it is, you don't have to chase them or look for them. They already around you looking to get in you anyway. I remember I was in a restaurant one time last year, and I was eating lunch, and a spirit came out of nowhere, and I can actually see them with my eyes. And the spirit looked at me and said, no, I can't get in you. And when I looked at it, it jumped in another woman across the table, across the way. It jumped in her. While she was eating, I looked over at her. I said, oh, God, she don't even know, something just jumped in her. And then you don't feel anything. And she was just talking and just eating. And that thing jumped in her by her at a restaurant eating lunch. I saw it with my own eyes. And I said, wow. And now she, and if it could jump in her that easy like that, then her doors are open. She has no prayer life. She has no light. Because I saw it jump right in her. Okay? And these spirits will tell you a whole lot that's going on that other side. They even know who's going to die next. They know. Everything's revealed on the other side. You know, you can live a good life in the flesh until you die. You don't have to die to go to heaven to get your pie in the sky. You can have your pie right here on earth, right now, in freedom. Peace, love, joy, and happiness. Yes, you can have these things. Yes, you can. Peace, love, joy, and happiness. You don't have to live tortured. You don't have to live in fear. People like me exist because I ain't got no fear. This is my job. 7 days a week. I love it. I enjoy it. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I love it. There's not a witch. I'm going to say it again. For those of you that are listening and think you are powerful, you're not. No devil, not even Satan, no witch, nor warlock. I've defeated them all. Can withstand what Jesus has given me. I am the ultimate spiritual machine. Period. Point blank. Period. There's no question mark behind it. And the spirits that are listening, they know. And I often ask them, do you know who I am? And they will tell you, yes. Man of God. And I say, must you obey me? Yes, man of God. Do you want to obey me? No, man of God, but I have to. See, the order is written, people. The order is there. When a law is written, it's in effect. Everybody must go by it. And if you break the law, you always got somebody out there that's able to handle you. This person can't handle you. Somebody else can handle you. Call in reinforcement. We know they can handle them. A different level of spiritual people on this planet. I ain't knocking nobody who do whatever else. It's their business. I just know what I do. And I know I'm good at it. And no demon, no witch or warlock, they can't withstand this. And by the way, if you're listening by way of New Orleans, Louisiana, I will be in New Orleans, Louisiana next month, preaching the gospel, casting out devils, pulling spirits out of bodies. I'm sure it's going to be... It's my first time in New Orleans, people, dealing with demons and spirits, and I'm probably like an hour and a half from New Orleans. I live in Mississippi, so I've not been there in regards to ministry. God had not released me. So now we're getting ready to go next month to New Orleans, Louisiana. And if you're in New Orleans, Louisiana, you know somebody there, they might want to give me a call, 601-606-4876, to come to my service. And definitely, we will be casting out devils and pulling out spirits and people getting set free, healed, delivered. You're going to see them spitting up and
crawling on floors like snakes, all form of animalistic demons coming out, and the people being set free and delivered. Not only that, people, I'm an expert in breaking bad luck curses. I break witchcraft as well. I do that a whole lot. But people are messed up through generational curses. Voodoo, witchcraft, hoodoo, black magic. I break a lot of curses. And I tell you, if I had not seen these things for myself, I wouldn't believe it. So we do a lot of witchcraft breaking. If you know you're vexed by witchcraft, you need to give me a call. Call me. 601-606-4876, and I can break your witchcraft. That stuff is done through mail. If you can't get to me, if you're too far away, that's very easy. We break witchcraft through mail all the time, sending stuff through the mail. Very biblical, simple stuff. That's easy for me. Generational curses, that's easy. A lot of y'all under a generational curse is why the spirit got in, because the doors are open through a generational curse. And some of you, through voodoo spell, witchcraft spell, the door is open and it got in through a witchcraft voodoo spell. You know, people doing all kinds of stuff. Or are you practicing voodoo and witchcraft, and it got in you, demon and the spirits, and you were flooded? Or you were astral projecting out of your body, leaving your body and running around through the spirit realm. When you got back, 10, 12 demons were sitting in there. So there's a whole lot of ways you can get messed up in this thing. And once again, tell all your pals, all your friends, all your buddies, your friend, girl, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever you want to call it, tell them all. I will be in New Orleans, Louisiana next month. I will take the city. I'm the second Hurricane Katrina. Trust me, I am number two. Nothing of evil will make it. And they think they're so tough with their little voodoo. And when I get there, they're going to bow. They're going to bow to the power, because none of them can take me. None. None. None of them. And this thing is very serious too, people. Because the witchcraft in New Orleans, man, they'll kill you with their voodoo down there. They'll kill you anywhere with it. But you got to have the covering of Jesus on your life. You better have a prayer life. If you don't have a prayer life, you're doomed. You're doomed. You ain't got to have a much of a fasting life, but you got to have a prayer life, period, point blank. You got to have a prayer life. And if you don't have a prayer life, you're going to be invaded. Yes, like some of these people talk about aliens, you're going to be invaded. We're going to talk about aliens later on. We're going to talk about all that stuff later on, and all these other stuff that these people are doing. But once again, people, call me, 601-606-4876. Go to the website, www.prophetichouseofgodministries.com. You know, email me, Bishop Johnson, B-I-S-H-O-P, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, 7777, that's four sevens, at gmail.com, Bishop Johnson, 7777, at gmail.com. Don't waste no time. Move very quickly. Move very expeditiously. Very quick. Call me so we can get your life blessed, so you can get back in charge with your life. Get in charge of your life, people. Take charge of your life. You don't have to live like this. You don't have to let these spirits and these demons live through some form of voodoo curse these folks done did 100 years ago. And you're open today. You don't know what's going on. You lost everything. You can't come up. You can't keep no relationship. Your life is messed up. Nobody wants to be around you. I mean, everybody hates you. You don't know what's going on. You're vexed. You're cursed. Call me. Let's get this thing out of you. You got different feelings about different people and you don't know what's going on? I know what's going on. Call me. 601-606-4876, or just dial in 888-429-5471 on The Supernatural with Bishop Johnson. I will be tuning in once more again 2 weeks from today. I pray that you're listening. I pray that this message has blessed you, and that you tell your people that there's someone, the finger of God. I'm the judgment. I'm the judgment to the devil and spirits. None of them make it with me. I don't care who they are. Once again, you might catch me yawning. Huh? I'm yawning because I'm bored. Nothing can stand up to this authority. And by the way, I'm very, very, very open and clear. My God is Jesus. There is no other. I stand up for that 100%. I knew it before the devil even told me. And I make sure the devil professes to people that Jesus is God and Lord of the world. Once again, people like me originate from going beyond the Word of God, okay? Beyond the Word of God. Once again, people, I thank you for tuning in. This is Bishop Johnson with The Supernatural. Join me 2 weeks from today, same time. We love you. Don't be afraid to call me. 601-606-4876. Get your life in order with God. 601-606-4876. God bless you. We love you. And may you have a prosperous week. And may you continuously to stay encouraged by the living God and His Spirit. Once again, this is Bishop Johnson, the supernatural. God bless and thank you so, so very much, people. God bless you.